祷告会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, commence this afternoon's prayer section.
我们来唱一首诗，256。
Let's sing him 256. Can be easily filling us.
因为圣主耶稣说，真理的圣灵要引导我们。
The spirit of truth will guide us.
这两个是同一个的，真理跟圣灵。
So truth and spirit are one.
我们来看马太福音第五章。
Let's continue to study Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5,
第五节
verse 5.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
这里讲承受地土，这是一种福气。
To inherit the earth is indeed a blessing.
世界上啊，最有钱的是，最富有的是谁？
And who's the richest man on this earth?
当然，我们以物质上来讲，很多很富有的人都在美国。
Of course, materially, a lot of rich men are in the U.S.
那要变成富有，需要有机会，也需要有条件。
Of course, there must be opportunities to become rich.
所以有时候我们一生都没有这个机会，也没有这个条件。
And throughout our entire life, we may not have this kind of opportunity, nor the condition.
但是当我们看主耶稣讲的这一段话
，However, and when we read this verse,
忽然给我们一个盼望。
It gave us a hope.
说神要给我们一块地土。
And God will grant us a piece of land.
那我们有这一块地土，当然就是最富有的。
And if we could inherit this earth, then we would be the richest man.
那当然，神要给的这一块地，在旧约有它的意思，然后在新约有它的意思。
It has set different meanings in the Old Testament time and the New Testament period.
那要承受这一块地的一个条件，就是要温柔。
One of the conditions to one of the prerequisites to inherit the earth is to be in meekness.
那今天我们得不到这一块地，常常是因为我们内心缺乏温柔。
If we can, we cannot inherit the earth, it's because of without a meekness in our heart.
所以我们一直觉得，要得神恩典本身并不困难，最困难是我们的内心。很难改变。
It is not difficult to receive blessing of the word, the receiving of God, but the problem is our mind or our heart.
关键在人的心。
And the key is a man's heart.
如果我们的心改变
，If our mind or heart can be changed,
那神的恩典很自然就临到。
Then the blessing of the Lord will come upon us.
所以怎么改变我们的心
？So how can we change our heart？
这就是我们要努力的地方。
This is what we should strive for。
我们来看我们早上读的出埃及记。
Let's refer to Exodus
第三章
，Chapter 3 as we read this morning。
出埃及记第三章第八节。
Exodus Chapter 3 Verse 8。
我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们。出那地到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
So I have come down to deliver them out of the land of Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to the good and large land, to the land flowing with the milk and honey.
这里说神要带领以色列百姓，第一个要出那地，那地就是埃及地。
And the first thing God bringing the Israelites out of the land of the Egyptians.
然后要让他们进到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
And to bring them up from that land to the good and large land.
还有牛奶与蜜汁。
And to a land flowing with milk and honey.
这个表示非常丰富的一块地。
And this is such a wealthy land.
所以在四福音在这个摩西五经里面呢，有说这个是美地。
And so in the first five books of Moses, and this piece of land is referred to a beautiful land.
哦，这是福地。
As the land of blessing.
这是安息之地。
As the land of peace, a land of rest.
那这里说这里是牛奶与蜜之地。
And here it refers to the land flowing with milk.And honey.
所以神用很多的字在形容神要给以色列百姓这一块地的美好。
And Lord used different adjectives to describe this piece of land.
那到了这一块地以后，他们就做这一块地的主人。
And after they arrive this land, they will become the master.
所以这块地就是他们的。
And this land belongs to them.
那现在在埃及地，虽然他也有吃，也有肉，也有某一些享受。
Although they will have food, in Egypt,
但是埃及地啊，没有盼望，他永远是做奴仆，那个地没有办法变他的。
Yet, they were slaves forever. They could never become the master, in the land of Egypt.
真的，我们仔细看哦，世界上哪个东西能够永久的拥有呢？
If you take a close look of the materials on this earth, what else can you keep forever?
圣经讲得很清楚，我们生不带来，什么死也不带去。
Bible says very clearly, we came empty-handed, we also leave this earth empty-handed.
所以任何一个我们在世界上的努力，都是暂所得到的都是暂时的。
And so what we strive for and what we earn on this earth, would be temporary.
那有时候我们在努力到最后发现说我们真的是这样做奴隶。
Even we work so hard to gain something, then we may bring up a conclusion that I'm become a slave.
你如果从30岁上班到65岁。
If you start work at the age of 30 until your retirement at the age of 65.
把人生最精华的一段时间卖给公司。
And you actually sell the most precious time of your life to a company.
那我们假设了年薪十万。
Just let's make a hypothetical number. You make $100,000 a year.
一个公司就用350万把你最精华的一段买下来。
This company actually bought your most precious time for about $3.5 million.
那这个350万，你可以提高物质生活水准，可以拥有很多东西。
Maybe you can buy a lot of things.
但是
，However，
我们生命一过，又全部都空了。
So when your life is over, when your life comes to an end, and it turns to vanity.
所以埃及地虽然有某种的享受，但是你不是主人啊，你不能够永久拥有。
Although the land of Egypt may grant them some benefit, yet they were not the master of masters of this land.
我没有进到神的里面了，你所拥有的一切都是空的。
If we are not in God, what we possess will be in vanity.
感觉好，但是不能够永久的拥有。
It seems that these things are good, yet you will not be able to hold on them forever.
那一块牛奶与蜜之地是什么？
So what does it mean, the land of flowing milk and honey?
首先我们知道，出埃及就是代表离开世界，脱离魔鬼。
So Exodus or departing from Egypt symbolizes to be delivered from the hands of Satan.
因为过红海代表洗礼。
And crossing Red Sea typifies water baptism.
那进迦南就是进到那一块地。
So entering the land of Canaan means that entering into the promised land.
那一块地就是主耶稣来所宣告的。天国近了，就是那个天国。
So that land refers to the heavenly kingdom proclaimed by Jesus Christ.
那一块地就是神的国。
And that land refers to the kingdom of God.
所以这个马太福音里面呢、说要承受那一块地，就是指着承受神的国。
So to inherit the earth, as stated in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, refers to inherit the kingdom of God.
那我们现在看以色列百姓要承受神要给他那个。应许牛奶与蜜之地，为什么走不完、走不进去那一块地
？Why did the Israelites could not complete the journey to enter into the promised land？
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's refer to Hebrews。
希伯来书第三章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 3,
第七节
，verse 7。
圣灵有话说： 你们今日若听从他的话，第八节
，verse eight，
就不可硬心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。第九节
，verse nine，
在那时，你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。第十节
，verse ten，
所以我厌恶那个世代说，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。十一节。
11.
我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the days of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said that they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I saw in my wrath.They shall not enter my rest.
所以到时候为什么不进去？神不给他进去，为什么他们不能进去
？God, that's the reasons why God disallowed them to enter into the land of promise.
那为什么神带他们出来，后来神不给他进去
？And God,
去得那一块地
？Why God led them out of Egypt, and finally they were not allowed to enter the promised land?
发现在第八节有个关键
，And the key reason.